flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tom Ackerman.
Great to be back with you. It's 10:50, and we get to spend the next several minutes with Brian Kamenetsky, the St. Louis native, co-host of the Locked On Lakers podcast with his brother Andy. Brian, it's great to have you on KMOX once again. Welcome back.
That's great to hear from you, Tom.
It's great.
It takes one seismic trade in the NBA. You know?
I had to look at my phone like five times last night before I went to bed to make sure I was reading that right. What in the heck? Luka Doncic goes to the Lakers, Anthony Davis to the Mavericks, and there were other players moved. But, of course, those are the big headliners. You just don't see big talent like that moving in any league, let alone the NBA.
No, and like you say, it was so big that, you know, Andy and I are looking at this, and you know, the Lakers had just finished. They were in New York. They played a great game against the Knicks, and we were talking about that. Just, you know, finished the show, but then we see this news coming in, and our first instinct was that Sham Sharania at ESPN, who broke the news, was hacked. Like, we're not like in the day and age that we live in. And then we started seeing it coming from other reporters and whatever. We're like, well, is this like a giant hack where the entire platform is like, we waited until it was actually on TV before we went and talked about it. That's how big of a deal this was, and shocking and out of left field. And I'm not even sure what the analog is for other sports. Like, I've never seen any deal kind of like this one.
Yeah, I told our anchor this morning, Scott Jaga, who's a big Bills fan, I said, it's kind of like if Josh Allen was traded to the Jets for the Jets' best defensive player and the Bills thought, let's go win this thing playing defense. I don't even know how to comp it either.
Something like that. I mean, Anthony Davis is an outstanding player. There's no question. He is an all-NBA level player, but he's 31 years old and is – you know, obviously more on the backside of his prime than the front. And he's probably a top 10 player in the NBA. Luka Doncic is 25 and is, you know, obviously going into his prime. He has been all NBA basically every year of his career, and he's probably a top three, top four guy around the league when he's healthy. And I just like this kind of trade. It just you don't see this in the NBA where a team will give up their generational superstar for an older player and not demand, you know, 15 picks in return. I mean, it is hard to say whether it's Josh Allen for, you know, a defensive player, Josh Allen for, I don't know, Jaden Daniels or somebody. It's so difficult to come up with a comp, and in the NBA, it's impossible.
Yeah, it really is. And so it makes you wonder why and how, but it has happened. And now the Lakers have what I would presume to be the face of their franchise after LeBron. I mean, he's going to be a fixture for a decade in L.A., won't he?
That's the hope. You know, I mean, Dallas, I think, clearly Dallas and their GM, Nico Harrison, had a very tenuous relationship with Luka. They were very nervous about paying him. There's concern about his fitness level. I mean, and this is pretty well documented. He's not exactly a picture of physical fitness. I think everybody understands that. But you're correct. Like, it was always assumed the Lakers, when LeBron retires, whenever that's going to be. And, you know, he put up a triple double in New York yesterday. So he's in no hurry. But when that happens, the assumption was always it will be Anthony Davis's team, and the Lakers will then look for the next star to pair with AD when that happens. But the Lakers actually moved off of Davis first, and now we'll see what happens with LeBron going forward. But yeah, I mean, Luka Doncic is their next star. Lakers always have a star, and Luka Doncic is the next one, and you would expect him to be a Laker for the next, you know, 7 or 8 years at least.
Do you think Doncic can come back from this calf injury after the All-Star break? Is that the prognosis?
Yeah, I think my understanding, and there's, to say the least, there's been a lot of catching up that everybody has had to do very quickly. Like, wait, how long does Maxi Kleber's contract run? Like, what's going on here? But I think the most of the reports that I've seen were that Luka and Anthony Davis, who's also out with an injury, he has an ab strain, are both basically on the same timeline, coming back either before the All-Star break, barely, you know, sometime early this week, later this week, I should say, or right after the All-Star break. So they're both on basically the same timeline. The difference is, and I've seen some of this, that the Mavs were worried that Luka's return from injury would be hampered by his physical fitness. He's got, you know, the calf strain, and if he's not in shape, he's going to hurt himself again. So, I mean, they were clearly worried about Luka and being in shape and having to pay him.
The Locked On Lakers podcast can be found at Locked On Lakers on Twitter and throughout social media. Brian Kamenetsky with us. And before we go, you and I can always say teammates with Sterling K. Brown, you football, me basketball. I mean,
that's right. We got that to hang on our hat. He was my lead blocker. You know, it's like, go open a hole for me, Sterling. I think it's fair to say that he turned out okay.
He turned out pretty good. And I know that you and Andy are really proud of a lot of the things that you're doing in L.A., and we congratulate you on that. And thank you for representing St. Louis out there.
Well, I really appreciate it. It's always great to catch up, and you know, love watching what you've done over the years at KMOX. It's just awesome.
Well, our thoughts are all with you as well. The wildfires there are just horrible, and so we hope the best for everybody moving forward.
Cool. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Brian Kamenetsky with us on KMOX, Locked On Lakers, and the seismic trade of Luka Doncic to the Lakers from the Mavs for Anthony Davis. We'll be back after the news on KMOX.